Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... Broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The Trump trial. Now the question is, what will the jury do? What will the jury instructions be? We'll deal with all of these things. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you very much for being here on our fourth and final hour. Before I get into the Trump stuff, I just want to welcome to the show a very, very dear friend, Sarah Weiss.
First of all,
Sarah, hi. I want to say we're so sorry for the loss of your husband, Sid, and we miss him.
Oh, I know.
And
I just can't tell you how humbled and honored I was for all you, Rich. Seriously, Rich, Nick, Dawn, Kevin, I mean, everybody was just, the outpouring of love is just astounding to me. And it was just so incredibly sweet of you. All the beautiful flower arrangements you sent me, just incredible. I mean, you were there at the service, I swear. I had his Rich Zeoli shoes right up front, his MAGA hat. I had to do it. It was really, really touching. So I can't thank you enough for everybody's outpouring of love for me. I really do.
Well, you mean a lot to us, Sarah, and Sid means a lot to us, and we were happy to do it. And we dedicated Friday's show to him, and I hope you got to hear.
I know, it was awesome.
Good.
I did.
Good.
I was coming back from the service, and then here comes Barry Manilow. And then the tears start coming well, down. You're like, this is from my buddy Sid. I'm like, oh, see? Oh, you know what? He's got to be looking down and smiling, seriously. It's just incredible. It really is. You know, I really do. I really appreciate y'all. And then I was listening to you talking about Goodfellas. And then I thought, you know what? I don't know if you knew this. Sid was very good friends with Henry Hill.
I did not know that, really.
Yeah. When Sid lived in California, he knew Henry when he was a homeless man. Henry was a drunk old homeless man, and Sid would just meet up with him at the beach, and he would bring him smokes and booze. He was a very good friend to him. And his wife, you know, she's reached out to me a couple times already, and yeah, pretty cool, I think.
No kidding. That's remarkable.
Yep.
So I know that Sid was always so generous with people. Michael Pelka told me about the time that Sid told him he would buy people's groceries when he saw them using an EBT card. So Sid helped Henry Hill out when he was homeless in California?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
He did for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then his wife, I guess his later wife, Lisa, She, you know, she saw the post and she was just freaked out, and you know, she, you know, reached out to me and all that. So, yeah, it's amazing how many people he touched. You know, it's pretty cool.
Oh, Sarah, that's got to make you feel so good. It really does. It's got to make you feel great.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Well, but listen, I just want to appreciate you guys. I really do.
Well, listen, we are here for you 100%, and you know, you mean so much to us, and Sid lives on in spirit. I know he's busting my chops on the old Twitter in the sky right now, but we miss him. His presence is missed on the show, on the station. I mean, it's hard. There was not an hour that went by without Sid tweeting something that I probably read on the air. So
exactly. So, and I will certainly come out to your comedy shows and other things. I'll still be there to represent and carry on his legend. How about that?
Deal. And you'll never have to pay for a ticket. I'll tell you that. Somebody in the Zioli Army will always take care of you, and you'll never have to buy a drink either. That's the way it is. That's how it goes.
Stop.
I can't be like Tunnels to Tower and pay off your house. We can at least pay you drinks and comedy tickets.
Deal. Deal.
All right, Sarah, my dear, we love you, and you hang in there, okay? We're always here for you.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah Weiss.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, VanariA, VenariaDental.com. Donald Trump spoke outside the courthouse today. Neil Cavuto cut away from it to go and listen to Alejandro Mayorkas Babylon about nonsense. But I wanted you to hear what he said. This is probably the last time you'll hear him outside the courthouse until Tuesday, because they're not going to be back in court till Tuesday. But I'll get into some of Biden's mutterings and stumblings and as this hour continues as well. But here's a little bit of what Trump said outside the courthouse. It was about, I would say, maybe 10 minutes to 5 or so, I think. Take a listen.
The only one ever that doesn't have a right is a counsel. We have so many bad decisions. This guy, everything we ask for, we get nothing. So he says, Biden despises Trump. Bragg loves him. And so does Lucia, but it's all the same group, who's taken it upon himself to serve up as the co-prosecutor in the case. This is from the great Greg Jarrett, very talented guy. It's a persecution, not a prosecution of any legitimacy. Bragg has abused his position of power and spent tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars. You see how many people from his office out there, while people are being mugged and killed outside? Never saw anything like it in my life. Nobody has. Bragg has abused his position of power and spent tens of millions of dollars to denigrate an electoral enemy. I'm the enemy, but to denigrate an electoral enemy to benefit his opponent, President Joe Biden, commonly known as Crooked Joe. The DA falsely asserts that Trump unlawfully tried to influence the 2016 election. But it is Bragg who is guilty of interfering in the 2024 election. They're doing it in 2024 just like they did in 2020. Can you imagine, with all of the wrongdoing that we found and that you know existed, they're coming after me for election interference? That's the classic of all. That's the classic of all. Tom Fitton, the sham Democrat Party prosecution of Trump may be collapsing in New York, but the process is the punishment, as Trump has held a political hostage for the weeks in this kangaroo court proceeding in the middle of a presidential election. The show trial has already compromised the election. They're already cheating on the election with this, and you don't know what's happening because the judge is so biased, so corrupt. He's so corrupt, and he's so conflicted that you never know how these things. I'd rather have honest judges. But a corrupt judge will far surpass a great case for us. When you have a corrupt judge, lots of bad things happen. Katie Cherasky, this is such an embarrassment of a showing of prosecution that I imagine the judge wouldn't grant the motion to dismiss the case. You can't imagine it. There has been no evidence. There's no evidence, and there's no crime. There's no crime. Everybody says there's no crime. Where's the crime? And these are all your top legal scholars. Doug Chung and Carly Cooperman are finding, and he's a very big Democrat, I don't even know what he's going to say, I'm reading it now for the first time, are finding that large pluralities of outright majorities of Americans perceive these indictments as politically motivated should be a warning sign to the Democrats. These are Democrats that wrote it, Doug Chung. John, I'm not sure there isn't going to be.
All right, let me. We'll jump out of this because I mean you've heard a lot of the president go on, former president, future president, going on about a lot of this stuff. But I wanted to mention Julie Kelly was just on at 5 o'clock. If you missed it, obviously podcast for you. But Julie just tweeted out, and this is really really interesting, that Donald Trump is using her reporting about the raid to Mar-a-Lago, and she tweeted that out. Before I get to that though. A big announcement. I don't know when we're officially announcing this on the show, Matt DeSantis, but Atria Mystery Books just tweeted out, we'll update here, and I won't keep details of the June 25th event with Jack Carr a secret. And as you know, their events are killer. So, yes, so Jack Carr is officially coming to see us on June 25th. I don't know when we're going to officially announce that as a station. Have you talked to Greg about that?
No one has said anything to me, but it seems as though you've made the made the announcement just now.
All right, let's pretend like I didn't. and we'll save that for when we get the go-ahead to actually announce that I'll be doing an event with Jack Carr on June 25th. With Jack Carr, and when we announce that on the station, you act surprised.
Yeah,
got it.
I'm dumping all this, so nobody will hear it. Don't worry.
Good, dump the whole thing.
The whole thing is gone.
Yeah. and I'm definitely not going to retweet that I'll be doing an event with Jack Carr on June 25th.
Yeah, don't worry. It's been dumped. Nobody knows you're doing an event with Jack Carr on June 25th.
For his brand new book, Red Sky Morning, which will be released on June 18th. And then the event that I'm doing with Jack Carr, June 25th, which we're going to keep a secret until we officially announce it very soon. And then you're all going to go, whoa, I had no idea you were doing an event with Jack Carr.
Okay? I'm forgetting about it right now.
Good. Excellent.
And,
well done.
Of course, the audience never heard that there was an event with Jack Carr on June 25th either.
No.
We dumped all of it.
Good. Excellent. So then we'll say we have a big announcement. We'll announce it at 5 p.m. And I'll go, Jack Carr, June 25th. Get your tickets now. We'll build it up, hype it up. You know what I mean?
Everyone's going to be shocked.
I am going to be shocked. Jack Carr is going to be shocked. Although Jack Carr probably knows I'm doing an event with him on June 25th. June's going to be busy because we're at the Grand Hotel on June 21st and then Jack Carr on June 25th as soon as we make that announcement and then you hear about it. So look at that. And they just tweeted out a picture of me and Jack Carr. And, yeah, I got to tell you, in the picture, I'm looking a little portly there. I think I lost a couple pounds since that picture. I don't like that picture.
Hold on, I'm going to search it out now.
I look a little fat in that picture. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, that's not flattering.
Not a flattering picture.
The hair looks good, though.
Hair looks good, but of course I'm sitting next to a a Navy SEAL, so and I was a little tubbier back then. That was
blame it on the shirt. It looks like you had like a shirt bubble almost in your stomach.
Yeah, it's
area.
A shirt bubble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
don't wear that shirt.
No, I'll wear a different shirt and also not sit next to a Navy freaking SEAL sniper on the stage, and then we'll be good.
But again, the hair looks good. That's really what matters most.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I have hair for television, a face for radio, and a body for Weight Watchers or NJ Diet.
You have hair so good, you could be governor of California.
Thank you. I see that. When Gavin Newsom becomes president, I will take over. It's because it's all based on hair.
That's what I've read, yeah.
See that? Thank you, Matt DeSantis. You have officially now lost the Distinct Traitorous title. It's gone.
Thank you.
For now.
By the way, what was it that killed Red Lobster? Was it the endless shrimp?
Supposedly, yeah. They lost $11 million on that little business venture. They weren't doing great before that, but that was their big hope, that people would flock to Red Lobster to get their endless shrimp. And unfortunately, they did, but they didn't buy anything else. So they ended up just losing money.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneriadental.com. What's that?
The death of Red Lobster is the big story.
Know that I'm doing an event with Jack Carr on June 25th and act surprised when we officially announce it. Veneriadental.com, two locations to serve you in Cinnamon, Woodbury. Oh, no, so Red Lobster, you know what I loved about Red Lobster, though, is their cheddar garlic biscuit, rolls.
So good.
They are addictive as crack.
Yeah.
I think they put something in those rolls to make you addicted to them. That's what I think.
They gave them away for free, though.
I know.
That was
that and the endless shrimp.
Yeah, their most popular items basically cost them money.
I got to say, I don't think I've been to Red Lobster in, I don't know, must be 10 years or so. Are they over? Is it done? Are they closing? Or are they just filing for Chapter 11?
They filed for Chapter 11. They are closing some locations. I don't believe all of them, though.
Hmm.
They do something like $2 billion worth of business every year.
Do they really?
Yeah, wow. They're a popular chain, evidently, but not popular enough.
I don't even
not
know where one
enough.
Is.
I think there's one in Cherry Hill, but I don't know if that was one of the ones that closed.
Well, we'll have to find out. And you can buy those the biscuit mix at the grocery store, but it never turns out the same way it does at the restaurant. Never. Got a lot of tweets coming in about Goodfellas. Apparently, Fred's sister-in-law has not seen Goodfellas. So you're the one, huh? All right, Sue. Well, now you got to get on that. All right? You got to get on that. So do it. Don't miss that. But Julie Kelly retweeting, she said, just tweeted the following. Donald Trump now responding to my reporting based on his lawyer's unsealed motion today that Biden's DOJ/FBI authorized the use of deadly force during the Mar-a-Lago raid. Here's what Trump posted on Truth Social just a few moments ago. Wow. I just came out of the Biden witch hunt trial in Manhattan, the icebox, and was shown reports that crooked Joe Biden's DOJ and their illegal and unconstitutional raid of Mar-a-Lago authorized the FBI to use deadly, lethal force. Now we know for sure that Joe Biden is a serious threat to democracy. He is mentally unfit to hold office. 25th Amendment. Wow. Well, good for Julie for reporting on all this, and I'm grateful that she came. She's grateful that she came on the show at 5 o'clock to join me and talk about all that in real time. So, if you missed it, it's podcast for you. We've had a lot. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground today. It's been an insane day today. But I just tomorrow we don't have I don't have time to get to it this hour. But Bill Maher did shoot back at Sunny Hostin on The View. She lectured him on the meaning of the term woke, and also the war in Gaza. And Bill Maher responded. Bill Maher says a lot of things that make sense, you know, and his point about Biden being a cadaver and it being a real issue his age is absolutely true. Now, what he said in Gutfeld last night is insane, that Trump would not concede the election results. And had I been the host, I would have battled him more on this point. But, you know, Greg Gutfeld's point was, well, Trump did concede the election results because he left. And he did. And you know, I mean, he can go out there and say that he believes the election was stolen, but he still followed the process and left the White House. This is why all these people that say he's going to be a dictator are idiots, because if you were a dictator, you wouldn't have left. Dictators don't leave, especially if they think they really won. All right. More to come in our fourth and final hour. Don't go away. It's great to have you with us. We'll be coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Biden mumbles a lot. We know that. He mumbles a lot, but he also signed into law a very, very comprehensive law. A very comprehensive law, and it's going to do great things for all of us. All we have to do is figure out what the law is, and that's the game. What is the law that Biden signed into law? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It is a, what's our fourth and final hour here on Tuesday. Hard to believe that Memorial Day is just a few days away. Really is. The big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, is that Joe Biden lost to the teleprompter again. Shocking, I know. He lost to the teleprompter again, but he signed into law a law that might do some great things. Go visit Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge, VeneriaDental.com. All right, so he signed this into law. Hopefully it helps you and your family.
Let me close with this. After I signed the PAC Act into law.
The pink Cadillac law into law? Is that the pink Cadillac law into law? I've always thought about the pink Cadillac law, but is that what
close with this. After I signed the PAC Act into law.
Pac-Land is a game. It's a spinoff of Pac-Man. So maybe he signed the Pac-Land Act into law? Is it we have to go gobble up little dots and fight ghosts? Is that possible? It's one more time here. Let's see.
Yes. After I signed the Pac-Act into law.
I think it's the Pac-Adelact Act. Well, I hope it helps you and your family. Biden also had some marital advice for everybody. He had some marital advice, so hopefully you find helpful, and everybody does.
And by the way, I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters.
Mm.
I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side. That's the biggest advantage of marrying into five daughters.
Okay. Good night, everybody. I'm going to just leave that right there and step outside. Call it a night. Is the president endorsing polygamy? Because I kind of heard the president endorse polygamy. Always go with five daughters. One of them's guaranteed to love you. Maybe not the same one. And that's the beautiful thing. I mean, there are 7 days of the week. I'm just saying, five daughters, seven nights, a couple nights for the guys. Is that where we're going with it? Or if your wife, you know, one of the sisters might be hotter, or just you may. That's just creepy. And you can hear the crowd, how creepy the crowd really feels about this. You can hear the crickets in the room as he does that creepy whisper. One of them's always bound to love you. And it may not even be the same one. Hey, kids, definitely marry with a bunch of sisters, am I right? Maybe they'll even bake you muffins. Oh, one more time with this creepiness.
And by the way, I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side. That's the biggest advantage of marrying into five daughters.
Not the same one. And I don't know if you're thinking about two at the same time, you're probably not going to get that. But it definitely is We're going to move on to the You know, he struggled again with the teleprompter here. He had another fight with the teleprompter. It's what's his?
I'll never make up for the loss, for having lost a piece of your soul, the husband, wife, son, daughter. But we owe it to folks, all of them, everyone we can.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do. We owe it to all of this, the soul of the. I gotta get my shoes resoled. Actually, as I started to think about it, I gotta think about that now. If I can do that, just a matter of time. Oof, man! I tell you what, this guy, huh? This guy. How long does he last? How long does he last? Is my question. That's the question. How long does this guy last as the candidate? Come on, come on. Right. It's about, I'm just.
Let me close with this. After I signed the PAC Act into law.
Pink Cadillac law into law. The PAC Act law. Is that the one that lets you marry your sister wives? Is that the one? Because I'm okay with that, I think, law. I'm not sure. Maybe I am. This is awkward. This is awkward. I'm not going to lie. All right. Then this is why Bill Maher said what he said on The View a short time ago today.
Because he's almost the same age. Trump is almost the same age as him.
I know.
But Trump doesn't present that way. You know, you look at somebody right away, you can kind of just sum them up. I mean, we are not young, but we don't present as old.
Yeah.
Biden does. I saw him yesterday making that speech.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. He's cadaver-like.
But his brain is good. He's still great.
His brain is good? How is his brain good? In what way is his brain good? That's like saying the car doesn't run. Yeah, but the engine's still good. Well, how's the car good if the engine doesn't run? Got a great engine. No. The engine powers the car. That's how that works. The engine powers the car. That's what happens. That's how that works. So you understand that. Just so you understand. Without the engine, you don't have a car that runs. Even if you sign the Pac-Man Act, even if you do that, it still doesn't help you. It still doesn't help you in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in. I got to share Matt Whitaker, a great point he made today outside the courtroom. We wanted to get him on the show. He's been high demand right now. But it's okay. He'll come on at some point. This is what he said outside the courtroom today.
What I just saw in this courtroom is a complete miscarriage of justice. We cannot have judges who are wearing the same jersey as the prosecution and are not calling balls and strikes, but are intentionally preventing the defense from defending themselves. Equal protection under the law is a most fundamental bedrock constitutional principle of American jurisprudence.
Yeah, it really is. But you know what? This is this case, this sham trial that we're watching, everything that we're seeing right now, everything that we're seeing right now is about keeping this guy off the playing field. Maybe so Democrats can figure out what the hell they're going to do. I don't know. Maybe so that they can figure out what they're going to do. It's hard to say, don't you think? I mean, it's very hard to say what they're going to do. But the one thing I can tell you is there's no way they can keep this guy in the game. They just can't. I mean, you know this and I know this. We all know this, right? We all know this. Here's a black voter no longer believing the Democrats' lies here. That's what she said.
So they tell us that Biden received over 80 million votes, higher than any U.S. president, including Barack Obama, which is insane because we know everybody showed up for Barack Obama. So I decided let's go talk to some of the Biden supporters and get some of their opinions, see why they voted for Biden. They didn't really have much to say.
There's nobody there.
Like most Biden supporters.
That's
so
pretty funny, actually.
That Biden received
her name
over
is, what's her name? It's Stankia Futcher. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. But that's good. That's, I mean, that he doesn't have any support. Bottom line, Biden does not have any support. Nobody supports Biden. Nobody supports Biden. And the black vote and the Hispanic vote is what's going to help Donald Trump. But I know we played this earlier. I know we talked about it earlier, but I just need to hear it one more time. I need to hear this every hour on the hour, I think.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, is there something known in the industry about how Diddy treated his artists?
So I'm going to get some cheeks after this horsepower joint.
Excuse me, that's rapper Mr. Cameron. He's going to get him some cheeks after this horsepower drink. Now, I don't know what he's referring to there. My guess is it's guanciale, which is pig's cheek, which is an Italian delicacy, and what you need to make carbonara. I'm sorry, but pancetta is the lesser of the cured meat. For the carbonara, you need to get guanciale. You need to get pig's cheek. It's not easy to find, but it's worth it. All right, and it's worth it. And then you get some cheek, and you make yourself a nice carbonara. There's other sauces you can make too. You can make a number of different stuff, but you got to get the pig's cheek. All right, you need the guanciale. I assume it's what he's speaking about. Let's hear this one more time. I still love this. I don't know.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, is there something known in the industry about how Diddy treated his artists?
So I'm going to get some cheeks after this horsepower joint.
I'm going to get some cheeks after this horsepower drink. That's going to be my new thing, too, all right? I'm going to get some cheeks as well. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry. I know how to cook. This man's a chef, all right? This man's a chef. And even though I don't know what he's talking about, I still can understand him, which makes him better than the president of the United States of America. That's all I can say to you. It's more than the president of the United States of America. And it makes more sense than 50 years of climate doom. 50 years of climate change doom, which I also think is.
A federal report today predicted possible catastrophic warming of the earth by the 1990s with the strong climate change.
But the scientists are telling us we don't get our act together within the next 8 or 9 years. We're talking about cities all over the world, major cities going underwater.
I think that'd be fun. Do you think Bernie gets some cheeks? Do you think Bernie gets cheeks? I'm going to finish this horse drink with this horse drink the rapper over here gave me, Mr. Rapper Man, and I'm going to get some cheeks. We got a new intern program starting. I'm going to chug this horse drink and get some cheeks. Nice cheeks, young cheeks. Is that what they give Biden? Do they give Biden that horse drink too, do you think, before the State of the Union address? So he can stand up there and yell about signing into law the Pink Cadillac Act. Does he drink horse drink before he spends time with his five sister wives? That's my other question that I have. Again, these are the questions. These are just questions. Questions that I think everybody needs to understand and ask and answer. That's all I'm talking about. No big deal. No problem at all. All right, we got more to come here on our fourth and final hour. The latest in the Trump case. And don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So after I get out of here tonight, I'm going to head over to my son's baseball game. Tuesday may be gone with the wind, and hopefully some of the balls he hits will be gone with the wind as well. Before I get out of here, though, and run to Patrick's game, catch the final couple innings, I just wanted to mention, you know, one of the things we struggle with as parents, and perhaps you do as well, is screen time. And screen time today is a whole different animal than it was when I was a kid, when we were kids. I used to go to my buddy Timmy Connor's house, and we would play Madden. It was Madden 94, whatever it was back then. I don't know. You know, Madden 95, 96, whatever year it was. We just hang out on Saturdays, you know, and we'd play Madden and hang out and just have a good time. The guys getting pizza and stuff, and then go out at night. And things have changed. My son now, his friends, they don't get together and play games. They all play online against each other, but they're all not together. And these games now, and the effect they have on the dopamine levels in these kids' brains. I was talking to a psychologist today who I was talking about in an unrelated matter. It wasn't for my therapy, but she was just telling me an interesting story about how Dr. Phil was going on about this video where these games have such dopamine releasing and pain releasing effects on the brain that they were actually amputating somebody, one of his legs or something, or repairing his legs, or some sort of surgical procedure on his legs without using anesthesia. Kid had his headset on and playing the games, didn't feel a thing. That's crazy. But it's a total dopamine rush, and I don't know the answer to it. I really don't. You know, we talk about limiting screen time. And when I say screen time, I really mean are the games. It's not so much the screen itself. It's how immersed these kids get in these video games. And I'm not one of those guys, as you know, who thinks that the sky is falling and that we got to, you know, the kids' brains are going to turn to mush. And I'm not one of those guys, and I don't want laws and regulations. I want parents to figure it out. I just don't know the answer. I don't know what the answer is, and we struggle with it. Because, for example, there's a period of time today where I'm on the air, Bridget is going to get Reagan, Patrick's going to be, you know, playing his Switch. I'm doing the show from the Zioli compound because we had some childcare issues today, like we do most days, some days anyway. And, you know, I'd rather him be outside, but and that's he's got a baseball game tonight. So I'm, you know, it's like, all right, you want to chill out for a little bit, and I get it. I mean, everybody likes to decompress, including 9-year-old boys who work hard in school and play multiple sports. He's playing baseball, he's playing lacrosse now. Well, that just wrapped up, I think. And again, I'm not anti anything. I'm just trying to find the right balance. I think we all are as parents. But the Reason.com had a great piece, though, which is regarding young people and age cutoffs in the 50 states for 36 different adulting variables, from work to guns to sex to school. And the results are a fascinating window into the incoherence of American laws and offer a look at our changing attitudes about maturity and individual responsibility. Interestingly absent are any clear patterns based on partisan affiliations. While there were some correlations on abortion, for instance, in most cases, permissiveness or restrictiveness did not align with blue states or red states in a meaningful way. The case for coherence in laws governing teens is the same as it is for legal coherence generally. Forcing citizens to live under a complex patchwork of rules and regulations not unified by a logical or intuitive principle makes compliance more difficult and undermines respect for the law, they write. With a rise in interest in restrictions on social media, for example, there may soon be states where teens could legally own a gun, get an abortion, have a full-time job, yet not be permitted to go on TikTok or other social media apps, for example. There'll be other states where the kid won't be able to get a gun, but will be able to get his schwanz chopped off. You know what I mean? The blue state will deem that the 16-year-old or even the 14-year-old has the maturity to be able to chop her boobies off but not own a gun. So the consistency is all over the place. And there's lots of different examples about this all across the United States of America. And I just thought it was interesting to look at so the states in our region. So for example, let's look at Pennsylvania, shall we, as we take a look at some of this. And we'll do Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and we'll start with New Jersey. So New Jersey, you have to be 18 to get married. You have to be 21 for recreational marijuana use, 16 to do farm work during school hours, 16 for mental health care without a parent, no laws banning gender-affirming care before 18. There is an age requirement for a handgun, and corporal punishment is not allowed in schools. So already you can see some inconsistencies there. I get married, but if my wife drives me crazy, I can't use any recreational marijuana to help deal with the situation. I can't get a gun, but I can chop my schwanz off. Got it? I can go work on the farm, but I can't have a firearm in case I need to protect myself while I'm working on the farm. I can get mental health care access without a parent at 16, but at 14, way before I've even gotten the mental health care access without my parent, I could chop off my boobies and do all those things. This is the craziness of the state of New Jersey. Let's go to Pennsylvania, shall we? Here's Pennsylvania. Marriage age is 18. No age limit on recreational marijuana use. No farm work during school hours. There's no restriction on that. No policy on mental health care access without a parent. No law or policy banning gender-affirming care before age 18. Yes, there is an age requirement to own a handgun. Corporal punishment is not allowed in schools. So again, Pennsylvania's all over the place, too, when it comes to this stuff. Let's take a look at Delaware, shall we? If we can find the, there we go, here's Delaware. 18 to get married. There's been a law introduced regarding porn or social media laws for minors. Neither New Jersey nor Pennsylvania have those laws yet. 21 is the recreational marijuana use age in Delaware. No farm work during school hours. There's no law around that. No policy around mental health care access without a parent. No law or policy banning gender-affirming care before age 18. Yes, there is an age requirement for a handgun. So we are just all over the place when it comes to this, when it comes to kids. And I think the big problem is we don't exactly know when adulthood begins. Like in Alabama, you can possess a rifle or shotgun at any age, but you cannot buy cigarettes until you're 21. In Alaska, you can get an abortion without parental consent at any age, but you cannot smoke marijuana recreationally until you are 21. In Arizona, you can drive unsupervised at 16, but you can't play the lottery until you're 21. Huh? In Arkansas, you can get married at 17 with parental or court consent, but you cannot take medical marijuana until you are 21. In California, you can work and get an abortion without parental consent at 12. You can't smoke pot recreationally until you're 21. Uh-huh. Let's look at some of the guns. Some of the guns laws, for example. I mean, this is crazy. Let's do another state. Let's see New York, because I'm sure New York's got all kinds of hypocrisy when it comes to all these things. Let's do New York. In New York, you can work in agriculture outside school hours at age 12, but you cannot smoke marijuana until you are 21. This is another one, too. In Mississippi, you can get married at any age with parental consent, but you cannot go to a casino until you're 21. In Montana, you can possess a gun or rifle at any age, but you need parental permission to change your name or pronouns at school, and teachers cannot be compelled to use your pronouns. In Nebraska, you can drive at 16, but you cannot seek mental health care without a parent until you are 19. A lot of these things are kind of crazy. Let's see about, for example, let's go to, let's see, what's a big lefty state that loves all kind of kinds of regulations? Let's do Washington State. You get an abortion at any age without parental consent. Wow. How about that, huh? Any age without parental consent. Any age? Like, there's no age on that whatsoever? Man, I'm just looking at that. Let's see, Oregon. Oregon's another nutty lefty state, right? Let's see what Oregon. In Oregon, you can start working in agriculture school hours at age 9 if you're picking berries or beans for interstate use, but you cannot go to a casino until you're 18. All right, that's interesting. But what about guns? I want to find out about the guns. That's what interests me. I can't figure out this freaking chart. Why can't I use this chart properly? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're out of time anyway. Have a great rest of your night tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Enjoy your night. We'll continue covering all the great news for you. Tomorrow is Wednesday, of course. I want to remind you, though, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on June 21st. So mark your calendar now. I want to see you there. I want you to join us because it's going to be a great, great, great time. Live shows are always fun. Live shows are always a blast, so please join us. That is Friday, June 21st at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.